I am here in studio with David Osborne, and we know him as the Norwell Veterans Agent. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Sue. It's nice to be here again.
I mean, Christine.
Christine.
We're just talking about somebody named Sue, but don't worry, Sue. It was in a good way.
Yeah.
Now, 11-11, that's Veterans Day, as we know it. The legal holiday is Friday, but Norwell is sticking to the very traditional schedule, and you are sponsoring a wonderful get-together this coming Saturday on the 11th. Tell our listeners a little bit about it.
Well, we have had this now for 3 to 4 years. It started off very small, and we've got great cooperation from the Norwell Fire Department. Chief Keene and his guys are very helpful, helping us decorate and all. And so we've had this open house, and this year it's going to be a little bit bigger than it was last year, I think. We're having a lunch from a bunch of sponsors in Norwell, and there'll be desserts and finger food of various kinds, and I think that we are going to welcome all the veterans and the veterans' families that would like to stop by.
That's wonderful. Now, that's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Central Fire Station, if you drive right there through Norwell Center, that's the fire station that's across from the Norwell General Store.
Exactly.
It's got the big driveway out front.
Exactly.
And next to Cushing Hall.
Yep.
So if people see some action over there, they know what's happening. You always get a good turnout there, and it seems like Norwell is a town that supports veterans. Why do you think that is?
Well, surprisingly, there are quite a few veterans in Norwell, especially given for its small population. I think my last count was 391. Of course, they've been decreasing at a regular basis, but we still have quite a few veterans in Norwell.
Now, when you have this event on Saturday from 11 to 1, again, that's 677 Main Street, do you have to make a reservation? Can you just show up? How does that work?
Just show up. Any veteran in Norwell, any friends or family of veterans in Norwell that would like to come by and say hello, they're more than welcome.
And tell me about some of the sponsors. I'd love to give a plug to some of the local businesses that are making this lunch and gathering
sure,
on the 11th possible.
I'm glad to have that opportunity. This year we have Tinker's Son, Botes, the Norwell General Store, Dunkin' Donuts, a Market Basket, and Honstra Farms is sending down ice cream.
If somebody is a local Norwell veteran and they've never gotten in touch with you or your office, let me know, how can they do that, and why should they let you know that they're in town? I know you can help them.
Well, I can help them, but veterans generally divide into two categories. And Christine, it's the younger ones who pretty much sign up for everything they want when they're getting out.
Okay.
And so they're already into the computer age firmly,
mm-hmm.
and I very seldom see those people, except that some of them come by volunteer to help out occasionally.
Nice.
So any benefits they're getting, they're probably getting straight from the VA without me being involved.
Okay.
The other set is much older. They're now Korean War vets and Vietnam vets, and they more or less do need a helping hand at times, and they come in the office to see me. The office is at 345 Main Street. And as I laughingly call it, it's the broom closet as soon as you go in the upper door to the town hall. And, of course, they can always get me at the town hall, which is 781-659-8004.
That sounds like a great way to do it. And I know that, you know, we saw each other at the Norwell Veterans Luncheon recently at ALBA. That was a wonderful thing. One of the oldest vets that I've ever met, Wally Rockwell Sr., is there, 100 years old. And I know that you're in touch with him on a regular basis. Great guy.
Wally and his son are both characters, but Wally takes the cake, I think.
That is terrific. Now, again, this Norwell Veterans Luncheon, it's this Saturday, and that's the 11th day of the 11th month, and it's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Central Fire Station in Norwell. And give the number of your office again one more time.
Yeah, it's 781-659-8004. And, Christine, if you have a second, I would like to mention the people that have helped out so much
sure.
this year. That would be Gene Walker and Dan DeRica, who are both very, very helpful in the Veterans Affairs in Norwell, and Katie Mulligan has also helped me last year and is helping again this year.
Love that. A group effort. It's going to be a good time. I've heard that this is always a very popular event. Again, that's David Osborne. He's the Norwell Veterans Agent. We're going to pop this up online, too, so people can listen to this again. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for helping me get the word out.
You're very welcome. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.